Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Pastor Steve Idle, a wonderful communicator of God's Word. We served together on staff at Northeast Christian Church in Lexington a few years ago when he was the lead pastor, and I served on staff with him. And he gave a powerful message about spiritual drifting that has just always been one of my favorites, and just recently have been thinking about that, how we all drift spiritually at times, and yet God is always waiting for us with open arms. And Steve yesterday just shared what he has learned about spiritual drifting from this message. In fact, he wound up yesterday's program sharing some things that might be some signs that possibly are spiritually drifting. If you missed yesterday's 14-minute program, really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and check out that 14-minute program. I think you'll really be blessed, encouraged, or maybe even challenged, but really want to encourage you to take a look at that. Well, Steve, let's keep talking, just sharing with us some of this powerful message about spiritual drifting.
All right. Well, we kind of touched on the fact yesterday that it's easy to fall into this drift. You know, we live in a world that's like a current. It's like a river or an ocean. And every day you and I face pressures that tend to draw us away from God. Things that, let's face it, we're never tempted by the things of this world to lead us closer to God, are we? I mean, when's the last time you were tempted to be more godly? No, most of the time the temptation comes in a form to draw us away from God. Heard a man one time say, you can drift into sin, but not into righteousness. And I think there's a lot of truth in that statement. And it's so easy to drift away. So how do we deal with the current? Well, I want to give you some hope today. How appropriate for this broadcast. Because I know maybe some of you have lost hope. You feel like you're too far downstream. You can never get back to God. Some of you are sitting there thinking, yeah, man, I remember what it was like when I used to feel pure and I didn't have all this guilt and junk in my life. Or I used to feel a lot closer to God. Or I remember what it was like to go to church with a clear conscience, but I don't experience that anymore. Well, I got some good news for you today, and that is you have a Heavenly Father who wants you back. I mean, you are, after all, a treasured child of the Most High God. And I want to show you how he tells us that we can take some practical steps that can help you get back to him and hopefully keep you close to him for the rest of your life. I'll say it again. All of us are potential drifters, but God's Word gives us one simple thing to do to help us not to drift. You know what it is? Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, great verse. It says, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. Man, that verse strikes me. Notice what the Hebrew writer doesn't say. He doesn't say we have to try harder so we don't drift away. He doesn't say we have to be more committed so we don't drift away. He doesn't even say that we need to labor more for Jesus so we don't drift away. He says that we need to pay attention so that we don't drift away. My wife and I raised four boys, all of them married, and got 11 grandkids. And I was thinking back when I wrote this message about all the things that I used to say on a regular basis as we raised four boys together. One of the most common phrases I would say was, okay, who broke this? I mean, that happened a lot around our house. Another phrase I used a lot was, just go ask your mother. That was a good one. I'd say, stop it, and stop it now. And one of my favorites was when I had him apologize to the brother for something, they'd always go, sorry, and I'd say, no, you say, I'm sorry. But I think the most popular statement you all use most with my boys was, pay attention, listen to daddy. Especially with one of my sons, who was a little ADD, I guess, probably at the time, even though we didn't use that terminology. And it always seemed like I was literally kind of cupping his cheeks in my hands and saying, pay attention to daddy. Well, what Hebrews 2:1 is telling us is where God is saying to us, pay attention, listen to me. And God is saying, I want you to pay attention, because if you will just pay attention to a few things, you will catch yourself drifting early, and you'll be able to correct it before you get too far downstream. You don't want to drift. None of us do. But you got to pay attention. So how do we do that? It's really not a complicated process. You just got to learn to pay attention so that you'll become sensitive to those times in your life when you begun to drift. So that's what I want to do today, just to give you some things that maybe will help you stop from drifting. And the first thing I try to teach people is, if you want to do this, establish some reference points in your life. And here's what I mean by that. In order to keep from drifting, you need to set up some very practical reference points that you can look at every once in all your life to see where you're at spiritually. I'll say it again, drifting doesn't happen overnight. It usually happens over a long period of time. And we need something in our life to let us know how we're doing, which direction we're heading. And you and I need some reference points in our lives that tell us which direction we're heading spiritually. We used to take our boys to Myrtle Beach a lot on vacation because our boys just loved the beach growing up. So we'd go down to the beach every morning while we were there, and we'd set up our little space, you know, a couple towels, spread out a cooler full of cold drinks, a big umbrella and some sunblock and a couple chairs, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem is, and you all know this, the beach always had an incredible undertow. When the boys would get in the water, they'd walk straight out from where my wife and I were sitting. And after playing in a while, they would look up and suddenly they realized, hey, Mom and Dad have moved. They're not right there anymore. But we hadn't moved. And there's times I was tempted to, but we didn't. What had happened was the undertow had slowly taken them further down the beach. So I got in the habit every time my boys, before they'd run out in the ocean, I'd say, look, you see that big yellow umbrella down the beach about 50 yards or so? When you're swimming, I want you to look up every once in a while, and as long as you're between that yellow umbrella and where our spot is right now, there's no problem. But if you drift past that yellow umbrella, I want you to get up out of the water, come back to our place, and then you can get back in the ocean. It was simply a point of reference to help them know where they were. Now listen, spiritually, to keep us from drifting, you got to know where you are. You need some practical points of reference in your life, some things that will help you detect that you're beginning to drift away from the intimacy with God you once enjoyed. So let me give you three of them real quick that I hope will help you. First one, and this is the big one, your quiet time. That's a major point of reference for your spiritual life. To set up a number of times that you're going to get together with God every day and spend time with Him. And when you start to miss those times, that ought to be a red flag to you. Maybe that's an indicator to you that you're starting to drift. In all the years, I've actually been in ministry 45 years now, and I'd have people call me up and say, hey, man, can we sit down and talk? And I'd sit down with them, and a lot of times it was guys, to be honest with you, and they'd say to me, man, I just don't feel close to God anymore. And one of the first questions I would ask them is, how are you doing in your quiet time? Are you spending time every day reading the Bible and praying to God and talking to Him? And all, more often than not, I would hear the answer, no, I really haven't been doing that. And it's so easy to get lethargic. It's so easy to slack off on good habits that got our relationship to where it was. That can happen in a marriage. It can happen as a parent. It can happen in our relationship with God. Good habits like reading God's Word, the Bible. And if I'm going to have a good relationship with God, I've got to let Him talk to me. And one of the ways He does that is through Scripture. And when I stop doing that, I'm going to drift. So here, let me challenge you on this. What happens if tomorrow you got up, for the next week, starting tomorrow, you just got up 10 minutes earlier than usual, and you read the book of John, and you prayed? Just 10 minutes. That could go a long way towards arresting any spiritual drift that might be occurring in your life right now. I'll give you a second mark or two that I think can help you, and that's your church attendance. That's a great point of reference for us. Now, we all know that missing church isn't the unpardonable sin. It doesn't automatically condemn us to hell. But it can be an indicator that there's some drift going on in our life. Maybe you could look back over the last several months and say, wow, man, I missed a lot of church. Maybe you got careless in your spiritual intake. Hebrews warns us about it. It says, you will drift off course if you neglect the assembling of yourselves together in Hebrews 10:25. So let me make it a challenge to you to be in church every week. It'll do wonders for your spiritual life. I think the last, excuse me, marker, is your moral standards. Those are a great reference for your spiritual life. I know very few Christians who haven't drifted at some point in their life. I'm certainly not encouraging or endorsing it, but I know very few Christians who haven't at some point in their life drifted at least a little bit. They don't go from hot to cold overnight. There's a process of deterioration, a process of compromise. You bend a little here, you bend a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and you drift a little bit more. Before you know it, you're much further away from God than you ever thought you would be. Maybe you had some high standards for yourself one time, and now you don't adhere to those standards the way you used to. Oh, I know I shouldn't date a non-Christian, but it beats being lonely. What's the big deal? Or I know I shouldn't be involved in a sexual relationship with this person, but we really care about each other. Besides, is anybody really being hurt? You know, we go through process of compromise and drift in different areas of our lives, in our relationships, our business practices, until we drift so far we can no longer see where we used to be. Someone once said, sin will take you farther than you ever wanted to go, sin will keep you longer than you ever wanted to stay, and sin will cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. So if you've compromised the standard and you've started the drift, that's an indicator, a reference point, like the big yellow umbrella on the beach, that tells you you're drifting from God. So just set up some reference points. Watch your quiet time. Monitor your church attendance. Pay attention to your moral standards. And if you see yourself slipping in these areas, you can say, whoa, I've begun to drift. And then you can help begin to get back on track. And I'll close with one more thing. Do this quickly. Now you need to step up some reference points, but you also need to invite some accountability in your life. I'm talking about giving somebody else permission to hold you accountable to how you're doing in your walk with God. Give somebody the freedom to walk up to you and say to you, hey, it seems like your standards in this area are starting to slip. And you promise that you will look them right in the eye and answer them honestly. Can I tell you something? Drifting always starts privately, but it always ends up publicly. People eventually will find out. So at the beginning, let somebody know and ask them to help you before it ever becomes a public spectacle. I want to speak to the guys for just a moment. You need accountability in your life. In fact, you need it desperately. And I would dare say many of you listening to me right now, you don't have it in your life. You're out there trying to do this Christian thing on your own. And you wonder why your life is like a spiritual roller coaster. I would encourage you to find some other men and get with them on a regular basis. Don't be afraid to open up your life to them and talk about how you're doing and what you're struggling with. Because in doing so, in giving them the freedom to ask you those kind of questions, it'll give you a barrier and a accountability, if you will, to never get off track the way you can. So I'm going to tell you something, guys. A guy all by himself is trouble waiting to happen. Get with some other men. Develop that relationship and start spending your life investing in others as well. So those are just some things you can do. There's many others. But I would encourage you to get in the Word, and you need to do that every day. Probably the most practical question I've ever gotten in ministry over and over again is, how do I spend time in the Bible? Well, find an easy-to-read version. Use the NIV or the NLT. Then once you get, start at the right place. You know, the Bible's not a novel. You don't start at Genesis. Maybe start with the Gospel of John. Begin reading it and watch how God uses that. And then also, don't only just start with the right version and start with the right place. Start with the right heart. God doesn't speak to people whose hearts and minds are closed and hard-hearted. He wants our hearts to be soft to Him. So before you read your Bible, open up your heart to Him and say, Lord, what do you need to say to me today? If there's anything in my life that needs to be cleaned up, show it to me today, Lord, and He will honor that. So those are just a few things. Because those things will help us to keep from ever falling away.
Wow, such good stuff from Pastor Steve Idle today about spiritual drifting. Man, if you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share it with somebody else. Just really good reminder for all of us that it's easier to drift from God. So thanks for listening today. Hope you've been blessed by this message. Thanks for listening. For Steve Idle, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.